As the Director of Cultural Arts for the Jewish Community Center, Crystal Blackwood has a mission: programming arts events that appeal to Jewish and non-Jewish audiences alike. But a review of the performance options at this time of the year revealed to her a gap she felt had to be filled.
The Jewish community is supportive of a lot of the holiday programming that goes on in Kansas City, but there isn't something that's specifically Jewish for Hanukkah. You have your Nutcracker, you've got your Christmas Carol, you've got your Messiah, you've got the secular and the Christian traditions covered, but I thought, you know, it'd be nice to have something that's a yearly activity for Hanukkah. So my first thought was Paul Messner puppets.
If the connection between Hanukkah and the award-winning puppet troupe seems a stretch, the company's founder, Paul Messner, argues otherwise. He had in fact staged a compact version of Eric Kimmel's book, Herschel and the Hanukkah Goblins, several years ago, but had always longed to revisit it.
We did a small little version of this about 9 or 10 years ago. It was good, but it was a one-person show, and I let it quietly go back to rest. We didn't have the ability to do it as it needed to be done, but it was a sketch, and this is much more fleshed out, and we've got a great cast.
Herschel and the Hanukkah Goblins is a folktale about a clever man who stops in a small village on the first night of Hanukkah, only to find none of the holiday's traditional sights, sounds, and smells.
The first night of Hanukkah, and he says, I'll spend the night here before I go home. But there's nobody's cooking with oil, and there's no latkes. He can't smell like latkes, and there are no menorahs burning in the windows. And he finds out that there are goblins who've haunted the synagogue, and they can't get rid of them. And Herschel says, I'm not afraid of that. I'll go up there and do it. And they say, good luck. We'll see you if we ever see you again.
At a recent rehearsal at Messner's performance space and puppet workshop in Midtown, the large puppets are off to one side, while front and center are the booming vocal stylings of veteran actor Victor Rader Wexler, who plays the title character and several others.
Let's celebrate by singing O Hanukkah, O Hanukkah, all together. Do you know the words? Here we are. Everybody? Oh Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah, come light the menorah. Let's have a party, we'll all dance.
Paul Messner is not Jewish himself, but says the Hanukkah show isn't his first collaboration with the Jewish community. His puppets have been integrated into services for other holidays.
Puppets helping the congregants celebrate Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The puppetry that we're doing is a form of worship or form of prayer that we're all participating in. So it's been a really interesting journey.
The Jewish Community Center's Crystal Blackwood hopes Herschel and the Hanukkah Goblins will draw audiences from both inside and outside the faith.
The catchphrase right now is you don't have to be Jewish to join, because a Jewish community center is not just Jewish. It's a community center first, Jewish second in a way. But everything that we do is based on Jewish values. And it's easy for me to make connections to Jewish values on anything we do because Jewish values are human values. But when I have a chance to take something that is significantly Jewish and make it appealing to the larger audience, like I think Herschel will be, I have to jump at it.
Paul Messner puppets are not averse to Christmas shows. Indeed, the company's nativity will be staged next month at Grace and Holy Trinity Cathedral. Steve Walker, KCUR News.